The woodblock printmaking techniques by which these prints were made are basically identical to the methods used to create the original book all those years ago. For each one of these prints, a key block containing the black outlines was first carved from a very hard piece of cherry wood. Once that was ready, those lines were transferred to more blank blocks, and a set of color blocks was cut, one for each color visible in the image. The number of colors in these prints varies widely, as you can see. Some of the poets have only four or five, while some others, mostly the women, have upwards of a dozen. Once the entire block set is ready, printing begins. First, the paper is moistened carefully, and each color is brushed over its block and pressed deeply into the paper by hand with a circular rubbing tool, the baden. The pigments are a traditional powder type mixed with water and paste, and they blend together with the fibers of the paper to create the beautiful effect for which Japanese prints are famous. The mulberry paper used for this series is the type known as Echizen Hosho, used for traditional Japanese prints for hundreds of years. It is incredibly strong, able to stand up to the vigorous rubbing during the printing process, and it will last literally hundreds of years. And in fact, when these prints are exhibited in the future, perhaps another 100 years from now, the paper and colors will have developed a wonderfully soft aged tone, and they will be even more beautiful than they are now.